Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 9th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 6¾ cents at 614, September wheat up a penny and three quarters at 781.5, and November beans up 28¾ cents at 1428¾. Well, the corn closed 8 cents under where it opened, the wheat about 13½ under where it opened, and the beans a penny and three quarters under where it opened. So there wasn't much follow-through buying. We tried to rally it early, couldn't hold it, and then broke, make new lows, tried to rally again. Really couldn't do much with it and broke in the last 15 minutes or so. Interesting to note, the August beans closed up 73¾ cents at 1693¼. The Augie November bean spread closed at $2.61½, up 42 cents here today. Now, the August beans go off on Friday, the day of the report. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen there. It seemed, though, today we got a little bit toppy in here in the August beans. There was 10 cents between the bids and the offers. Maybe they spike it up higher tomorrow, but it did make a new contract high close here today by a couple of cents. So maybe there's more upside coming. I'm not sure that's necessarily going to translate into higher bean prices, though, because I really think a lot of the bean strength, you know, is due to the August beans out here. But, you know, the crop ratings help the corn, but, you know, corn only up 6¾ cents here today. The average guesses are starting to come out for the report on Friday. Corn yield 175.8, that's down 1.2 bushels from a last month. Beans at 51, down 0.5 bushel from last month. The carryouts, 1.383 on the corn. That's down 87 bushels from last month. Beans down 30 million from last month. Down 3 million bushels from last month. And wheat up about 12 million bushels. So, you know, the corn carryout at almost 1.4 isn't bad, considering the heat we've seen out here. The bean carryout only lowered 3 million to 227 isn't bad, but it is still tight. There's no question it is tight. So, you know, heading into this last 3 weeks in August, we do need to see some rains out here to make this crop. Right now, the next week or 10 days doesn't look great, but we've got, you know, 3 good weeks to try to get this done here. So, you know, the August beans up so strong today as crushers are having trouble getting their hands on beans. Crush margins are strong with the meal up over $11 here today, but farmers not wanting to release too much old crop here, considering they don't know what to make out of the new crop yet. Maybe once we get to Labor Day, get the August beans off the board, then it's probably a selling opportunity. But, you know, that's, you know, not going to happen before Friday, so we certainly could move higher between now and then. Though, again, I thought today seemed a little overextended, and the fact that corn, wheat, and beans all closed under where they opened told me that there wasn't a whole lot of fund support in this market here today. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.